All right, so we heard the recording has started officially, and do you give permission to be recorded?
Of course.
Oh, thank you. And I do as well, and we know this may be for submission, so there could be mentors and reviewers listening to it. So thank you for your willingness in that.
No worries at all.
So this is our very first meeting, and we've got six sessions. You mentioned that you had something for today, and I wanted to check in also if what else, if anything, might be on your mind in terms of the whole of these 6 weeks, or it was more beneficial to you to just dive into a topic today, and we'll see where we go.
I think, look, if we just start with a topic today and see how it goes, it's probably an area of my life that I have not been giving as much attention to. So when I say that, it's around my self care, and it's almost sort of crept up on me because I've just come into a very busy period in my life where things have changed for me in the structure of my week and everything I'm doing. But what I've noticed is that I'm finding it very difficult to make the time for me. And when I say self-care, I mean, you know, just in terms of taking time out or, you know, even just going for a walk or sort of just normal kind of self-care things that had always been in my days, and suddenly I'm finding that I'm kind of coming last, if that makes sense, and then I'm struggling with that.
And before we put on the recording, we were chatting about the lockdowns and how you changed so much within that, and routines and family and whatnot, and somewhat coming back to normal. I'm wondering, in terms of with what you're facing now, with this desire for self-care and it being difficult, what changed, if anything, that's making it so difficult right now?
Well, I think that's great that you brought that up, because I used to work in a clinic in the city for sort of pretty much full time. Well, I'd say Monday to Thursday, I was actually out of the house, and now I'm just two half days in the city, and my business has become a lot more online. So my house has now become the space where I work. So I think that's very good that you brought that up, because there's not so much of a clear definition now between my home life and my work life. It's become very merged. So a lot of the time, like for instance, last night I was running a group, so I didn't finish work till about 9 o'clock last night. And then I'm setting up my office in my lounge area, and then I sort of leave it there for most of the week because I can't be bothered to keep putting it away and coming back. So it's become very merged. Between, you know, work and life, I suppose, instead of having those clear definitions that they used to be. And the other thing about that is I used to bike into work four times a week, so that now my exercise regime has gone down just to 2 days. So I'm half what I used to be doing, and because of that, I've probably put on a little bit of weight. You know, because that used to just take care of itself. And now it's like, oh, I'm doing half of what I used to do. And I'm throwing a lot into you, but I think this is all part of it. I'm also 51, so I'm right in the middle of hot flushes, brain fog, all that kind of thing going down as well. Just to add in to what might be going on. I don't know if you've been through that at all. I don't know how old you are at the moment. So.
I'm 56. Just so you know,
okay,
I'm familiar with what you're talking about.
Okay.
And so, well, that's a lot has changed, clearly, right? I mean,
yeah,
many different facets of things changing. And so now that you've just had a look at this, what, if anything, about this is an area to focus on for you? Or what may, yeah, I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. Well, I suppose what's really affecting me is as with all menopausal women, let's just say my shape is changing a bit. Got the belly fat that's come that I've never had. Grays in the hair. The way that society starts to treat you. I've also dealing with, just to factor this in, two teenagers. So my daughter she's just got her sort of, she's going through her change. She's got her period. So it's a very hormonal house at the moment, let's put it that way. And then I've got my son who is about to go into, he's starting his HSC here, which is the final years of high school. So his life has become very intense. So there's a lot of changes going on with everybody in the house at the moment. It's just not just me. So when I say I put myself last, I think that's what I'm really talking about. When I suddenly think I've got so much on, and then I'm like, oh, I've forgotten to go out and take a breather, or even go for a walk, or clear my head, or have any me time. And that's leading to this sort of feeling of overwhelm, I would like to say. I think that's what it is. I feel a little bit overwhelmed at the moment with everything.
Which really sounds reasonable, or probably anybody in the situation would feel overwhelmed with so much going on and changing, and it really seems like a longer season of change given what was going on worldwide. Like, it, you know, that was a change, and then things just keep changing is a lot of what I'm hearing. And in terms of, so you put yourself last, before I ask the question, you've been like making noises, affirmative sounds. So I want to check in just to see what, if anything, are you thinking that would be important to spotlight?
Well, as I heard you reflect that back, I was just like, I've always sort of, when I hear myself say that I put myself last, that's not familiar to me. I'm not, I think, I've been very good at looking after my needs in the past. And then as I hear myself say that, I'm like, what has happened that has just felt like everything's a bit sort of spiraling lately? And then I think, as I've talked to you, there's so many factors, lots of different elements that I'm trying to balance there. And, thank you for giving me the space to sort of explore it. I'm sorry I'm not being as clear, and I think that's part of it. I don't feel clear around it. This is why it's great to be coached on it, because it's like, what is it? What is preventing me from sort of saying, look, I need some me time, I need self-care. For instance, I'll tell you, I keep meaning to book in at the hairdressers, and I just haven't done it, and that's been weeks now. It's been on my to-do list. Book yourself in at the hairdressers. I mean, that sounds ridiculous if I sort of say that out loud, but I just haven't found the time to even do that on that level of self-care. I need to go and get a blood test. I need to, things that I've had on my to-do list I need to do. They've sent me through like a bowel cancer thing to do 2 years ago that I still haven't got round to do. So it's almost like my whole kind of sense of looking after me I just cannot ever seem to find the time to do anything that needs to get done on that sort of looking after me self-care list. even going to buy a new top or something that I used to do would be part of who I am. I've just been like, yeah, where is that? Where's that time gone? And obviously I'm showing up to my course and I need to look good, fill the part, all those kind of things. And it just, yeah, that has not been happening.
Well, you had asked yourself a question kind of towards the beginning of that, of what has happened that I put myself last? And then there's this big to-do list, some of them 2 years old, that have been put off for so long. And I'm wondering, I don't know if looking at what happened is going to be most helpful, but you asked the question to yourself. But I'm going to ask you, at this point, what would be most helpful for us to focus on at this point?
I think really that this is pressing. I need to really make time for my because if I don't make time for this. For this self-care, then these things will, in the end, are going to get out. It's going to become more overwhelming. It's going to lead to a spiral. I don't feel like I'm sort of in control of my life, is what I want to say, by not doing it. By not doing it, it's leading to sort of a feeling as if I've let myself go. That's what I want to say. I'm at this time of how I'm feeling, and that with all the stuff going on, the hot flushes not sleeping properly, the brain fog, and it's almost like I'm looking at myself going, you know, I'm letting myself go. What's going on? Yeah. And I haven't even really, it's so good to actually take the time to sort of say that to you in a coaching session, because even making this time to be coached actually feels really great to have the chance to sort of talk this through with you. So thank you for giving me that space to do this. And I'm sorry,
absolutely.
I'm still sort of being a bit vague, but I think, yeah, that would be great if we could have the time. You know, if I can say I need to be a priority.
And I wanted to spotlight, you mentioned a few times, I'm sorry I'm not clear. This is real life, right? I mean, this is what we do. This is real life coaching. So, you know, you just get to be you, and that's all you need to do. And it's worth acknowledging or giving maybe you just a round of applause for this first step. And giving something for you, because it I really hear just like all the spinning plates, you know, there's so many balls up in the air, things going on that within this juggling act that somehow you made this space for yourself. So what's coming up for you? I'm getting a sense that when you have these insights, that something deeper might be happening. So what, if anything, is worth spotlighting?
Well, as you said it, that really sort of resonated with me about spinning plates, because also just to add in on top of that, my mother, who lived in Spain, and I think this has been underlying this whole thing this year of like feeling like this was one bloody plate too many that got just piled on, fell over and broke her ankle, and had to have a massive operation, plate in her foot. I, because of my responsibilities and everything that I've got going on here, normally I'd fly out straight away to be with her and look after her. I was unable to do that. So I think that kind of pushed me over the edge, because the worry around my mom, and then, you know, she's now come through, she's got some kind of growth on her back that has to be removed, like a tumor that they on her back, and she's got to have an operation in January, and just my, if I can just let you know as well, my mum has, you know, for 20 years I've been trying to get her to move, sorry, 18 years I've been trying to get her to move to Australia, because my father died, and she has refused and wanted to be fiercely independent, and now she's at a stage where she really isn't. So as I talk to you, I think that has been why I started putting myself last, because a lot of my time and effort and worry has been going on to my mom and what's been going on with her, and trying to arrange for her to, you need to come here now, and trying to get that all sorted. So that has, as I talk to you, that I think that's been that overwhelming last piece of the puzzle that sort of led me to go, I haven't got any time to look after me right now. So actually that is the final missing piece as I sort of unpack it with you. I've been having unnecessary, but there's a lot of worry and stress over her as well. But just that really sort of just caved everything in, I think.
That, well, I want to just offer my, I think, sympathies. I sometimes get confused on how that word is used, but in terms of you know, having a mother so far away and with concerns and cares and being virtually helpless where you are. So I just, you know, want to express a sense of sympathy for that being another, you know, another one of your plates in the air.
Yeah, thank you.
So in terms of our conversation, I'm wondering, we started out with, now, I don't pay as much attention to my self-care. It's difficult for me. I put myself last.
Yeah.
And however much time we've got left, I'm wondering what about all of this would you like to be able to create some either clarity, you mentioned not being clear, or perhaps some movement or some something?
Yeah, I do think that's really important. Yeah. Even if it's just like even a small step, get to the bloody hairdresser. Do something nice for you. Do something, you know, get rid of some of these greys and this kind of, you know, it's almost this feeling of, it's almost representative of, you know, what's been going on with me. It's the fact that I've, you know, this feeling of sort of letting things go. And I know that just sounds crazy, doesn't it? But it's, and it sounds so obvious, but it's like, you know, I can't even seem, I mean, I'll tell you what I did. I actually made an appointment online, turned up to the hairdressers, and they said, oh no, we didn't get the appointment. So I was like, oh, this is the result of how out of control I felt. And I was like, oh right, okay. And that was it. And then I just haven't done anything about it since. That was about 4 weeks ago.
That just sounds like you finally took some effort and then there was this disappointing end. Oh my god.
And it was raining and I couldn't get a park and it was all awful. It was a terrible experience.
Well, all of that effort and your energy to have that kind of a letdown. And it just, that just sounds like one of those, you know, like we can say, oh, that's like the cherry on the sundae, or the ice cream. In this case, it was like, oh, great, that's the, you know, the big dead bug in the dirt pile. Great.
That's brilliant. That's exactly how it felt. I came home so deflated. And I think that's what I thought. Oh, I just can't even sort that out. I can't even do that. It kind of just confirmed, oh, yeah, that's just the way things are right now.
Yeah.
So I think one of the first steps is today I'm going to book myself a hair appointment. That because I go to a really nice salon. They have a beautiful Aveda product, all sort of organic, and you know, get a bit of a nice color on my hair. Always makes me feel better. It will give me that sort of new sense of feeling about myself, and it will be that first step towards some self-care, I think, to feel like, yeah, I've done something for me.
Well, and it sounds like what we're really talking about here, I'll add some different words and you just let me know if I'm onto it or not. But it sounds like this is you, like, being human again on one end and coming back to life in another way. And it sounds like it's you coming back to life, but what makes it so important is for you to feel human again, to participate in your life in a way that you have not been able to in some time. And that in doing so, you may be more effective with your mother. You'll feel better about yourself. So we're just kind of like, you know, seeing all of these reasons why. And you've planned a first step, so right on for that. Booking a hair appointment. Booking, you know, I heard that.
It felt quite significant as I said it, because, again, it's one of these silly things. But as you talk then, you know what I feel like is, you know, has been at the heart of this, is this really almost, want to say, this horrible feeling of guilt I've had around not being able to be there for my mom. It's almost like, you know, part of this is that it almost feels like it's that I've been punishing myself and not taking care of me as a result of how I've been feeling on a deeper level about everything. So, I really heard that when you sort of connected it to my mom. There's something in that. Me and my mum have a very complex relationship, and my mum is, she's always about self-care, and her nails are always painted, and, you know, she presents perfectly, and I've never been like that. So part of me letting this go, I think, is, there's some connection there as I'm talking about it.
I'm sorry, keep going.
No, I don't know what I was going to say there anyway. It's just starting to connect the dots of why I might have been letting myself go. Is I think I've had this incredible sort of guilt feeling all year since this accident happened back in March.
Like, because you can't take care of her, then you're almost obligated to not take care of yourself. And yet, what you also find is that when you don't take care of you, you can't take care of anyone else. And so if this is the thing, this guilt and this self-punishment that's getting in the way, what do you think would help you figure out how to move past this?
Such a great question. I really felt as you're talking and you reflected that back to me, that is it. That's it. Yeah. That is it. When I actually think, that is what's going to do it, is just by me starting to say, you know, I matter. I need to feel good about myself again. And that's in terms of, you know, taking control of everything I mean, maybe this is what our sessions are going to be about, really, is, you know, how I do this. Because I need to make myself a priority, because how, like you said, how can I take care of anyone else when I'm not taking care of myself? Yeah.
It sounds like that's really opening something in your mind, like a little bit of light has come in. And in terms of, well, let me just check and see, where are you now with all of this?
Well, I'm really surprised, actually, by what it actually is. So thank you for that. I would never have kind of pieced this together without talking this through. And it makes so much sense to me now. As I think about it's really this, because, you know, I said at the beginning of this call, this is not like me to be like this. It's only really been since March this year when I turned 51 in March. And then all this stuff happened. And then obviously my, partly as well, this is when my menopause has kicked in as well at the same time. So I just have, I put it down to that. But I think the real thing that's been driving it is has been this guilt. So yeah, that's been incredible to kind of unpack that today. So thank you for that. Because I feel like now I've realized that. Now I can start to go, you know what, this is, there's nothing, you know, I need to let myself off as well. There's nothing I can do about my mum. My mum has chosen to live this independent life. I've been asking her for years to come here. And now it's almost like she's left it too late. Yeah. So I have to know my mum is responsible for her own decisions as well. That she wanted to be in Spain. She never really wanted to leave Spain. So I shouldn't be, you know, feel this incredible guilt that I felt I have a family to support here. I have things that I've had to take priority. But yeah, I think that's it. There's been a lot of judgment from the family of why hasn't Julie been there? Why has she not been looking after her mum? You know, so that, there's been a lot of, you know, feeling around that as well.
And it sounds like you really, there's a demarcation line that has appeared between what you're responsible for and what you're responsible to. You're responsible for yourself. And you have responsibilities toward your mother, but not for her choices and decisions. And it sounds, I mean, that's big stuff. I don't want to just say that and act like, oh, it's, you know, this is what I hear and see. If that's in fact what you've actually done, like, that's huge, you know, to kind of peel apart. I was just thinking about, it's, I don't know, it might be weird, but like a piece of celery, and you know how there's those little strings? It's like you just string off the celery.
Stop
and
it.
It's like, oh, you know, you can't chew it, it gets in your teeth, and it really needs to be off, you know?
I know exactly what you mean. It does feel like that. That's so good. Yeah. No, this has been so helpful, because I have not voiced this at all. And I think underlying everything has been this huge guilt piece that, you know, I'm as I unpack it with you, I'm like, that has to go. This is not my fault. This is not anything that I've done.
And so, in terms of, oh, I'm sorry, keep going.
No, I was going to say, and I've convinced my, I haven't seen my mum for 3 years because of the pandemic. She used to come every year. So she is finally coming here at the end of November. So she'll be here in a few weeks. So there is also, and I'm just going to put this to you, what's really going on is I'm starting to panic because if my mum sees me like this, she will be down on me like a ton of bricks. If this is part of the pattern, is you've let yourself go, what have you done? You know, this has been a long going thing between us. So this is partly like, you know, it's great that I'm seeing you during this period in the lead up to my mum that we are having this conversation, because I almost feel like, oh my gosh, I've got to get myself together, I've got to get myself in order. Because she's always been hugely judgmental as well around, you know, how I run things and how I do things. And I think this is all part of it as well. It's like, oh, she's going to say you've put on weight. What if you look at your hair? Da, 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 da. Yeah. So that
and
is,
that,
you know, part.
Yeah. Well, I'll share when you first said that. In my mind, it's almost like I could hear maybe one of your friends, girl, you better get it together. Your mom is coming. And then, but then there's this other part of like, okay, whoa, wait. That's maybe some of it, right? That's a lot of the pressure that you...
not
big. Right? Like, exactly. That's another piece of responsibility. What if that's not... What if you don't live to please her? What would that mean for you?
Yeah. That's, I mean, I think that is, again, is at the heart of it, is, you know, I think for a long time I've been saying, just like, I'm bloody 51. Why am I still trying to live to sort of, you know, it's almost like I'm going to say this. I will never be good enough for my mum, because my mum is, you know, super organized. She's a clean freak. She's everything perfect, you know. There's not one thing out of place in her home. I sort of grew up in a show home. Now, if you came in my home, it's chaos and, you know, creative and quite arty. And, you know, my children are creative and, you know, I never wanted to be my environment to be like that. But on the same breath of saying that, it's also I've let it go a little bit too much. Like, for instance, I've got a guy coming to put my door back on today that fell off. So I actually, after this call, do have to run round and actually clean the house up a bit before that can take place. So it's things like that as well, that not only me that I've let go, but I almost feel like my house I've let go. And I'm also seeing, oh, I've got this huge task. Yeah, I've got 6 weeks now before she comes to get me right and to get the house right. So, yeah, as I sort of unpack it further, yeah, there is that pressure as well that I'm feeling, which has been almost acting as a procrastinator, I think.
Well, and these insights are of just the things that you're discovering, both about yourself and about just the whole situation of self-care. There's a lot that you've really uncovered. And we are coming to a place where we have to start wrapping up. And so
yeah.
I'm wondering, I'm going to put two things out here. I know we're not supposed to stack, but I'm going to offer you two options. And one is, in what way, you know, what do you need to wrap up? And then the other I was going to go to is, what do you see yourself doing with what we've explored today? So if you're not ready to go into the doing, but you want to wrap up in some other way, it's, you get to choose.
First of all, I want to say thank you so much for sort of making me realize what I've been, why I haven't been self-caring. I'm almost going to say, and this is going to sound really weird, but it's, you know, it almost feels like it's been a bit of a rebellion against my mother because of everything that she's put me through this year. And that sounds really crazy, I know, as I say that. Because I know she hasn't deliberately put me through it, but it almost feels like, oh, Mum, that was just one bloody plate too many. How have you let this happen, kind of thing. So, yeah. Because she did, you know, she's running around and not self-caring. I'm not having self-care. Yeah, so as a wrap-up, I feel like what I would like to do is go and journal this so that I'm a lot clearer on it when I come to our next session. But I think this is ongoing, actually. I think we've really hit something here that we'll be unpacking over the next few sessions together, because you've really helped me to see that pattern today of what's really going on. So I'd say I'm very good if I journal things down. That really helps me to process. So I'd like to go and do a little bit of journaling on it, actually. That's part of my self-care, but I haven't been doing any of that either this year. I haven't been journaling. I just haven't made the time to do it, and that's probably part of this. So that's another step I can take in terms of getting my journaling back. I'm going to book a hair appointment because that's the first step to feeling a little bit better. How does that sound?
I think that sounds very proactive. I heard two things in there. One is the hair, and clearly you tried it weeks ago, and so it seems to really hold a place of importance, and just it'll be a domino is what it sounds like.
And yeah,
and then the journaling, that sounds like a self-care practice that is just a way of somehow tending to and loving you. And so I think it sounds like a fantastic start, and I want to check and see, like, who or what might support you in this, if anything?
I just think this, by saying it to you, I know I'm doing. I'm pretty good at being accountable. Once I've said it out loud to you, and I know that I'll be checking in with you. We're on next week, aren't we? I think we're sort of all booked in. So I feel like if I can even come on the phone and say I've at least booked my hair appointment by next week and that I've done some journaling around this, what's been really going on, this guilt. And I'm also going to say pressure that I'm feeling to get my shit together as well in the next 6 weeks before my mum comes. But I also don't want to do it for her this time. I want to do it for me and do it on my terms, kind of thing. Not to be, you know, try and be something that I can't be. So I just want to be balanced around it, really. I don't want to be perfect. I just want to be, you know, get some time back for me, and some level of self-care back would be good, would be a great start.
And it sounds to me by committing to the things that you did, knowing that you want to come back to our call and be able to say, okay, done, that you're likely already going to have some time back just by letting some of those things out of your mind, right? They're like, they don't have to pick up that hidden thinking energy by running around and you're not sure what's going on back, you know, in the back of your head. And in terms of, I think I was also going to say that it sounds like you're setting yourself up to succeed with just enough. Because you do have a lot of plates in the air. There is a lot going on. You are contending with life changes that you've never had before. And so to just give yourself enough to do to create some momentum, to nourish you and provide some, give you some juice to operate from.
Yeah.
That's a lot of what
that
I'm
hearing.
That sounds
great. That sounds great. And that, thank you for saying that, because that does feel manageable, actually. And even just to take, you know, this first step of finally getting the bloody hair sorted and, you know, like you said, and that even a little bit of journaling feels like some self-care. So thank you. I've really enjoyed our session. That was great. I've really, really learned a lot from doing that.
You are welcome. And I really want to applaud you for, I mean, this was, you had big, right? I just asked some questions, made a couple of jokes, you know, right? And you were like thinking through it, having insight, confronting yourself in the mirror, so to speak, gray hairs and all, and and having a real willingness to like, and to be with those things, and then also find your way to get a foot into the other side. So I applaud you and thank you for trusting me, and also for really working yourself through this process to be on this road of recovery. Well done, Julie.
Oh, thank you very much. It was a lovely session. I really enjoyed it. And it was time out for me. There you go. Actually, this was the first step, wasn't it? Having this coaching session. So thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I really appreciate your time today.
You're welcome. So let me check before I turn off the recording. Is there anything more that you need from today, or is this a good place for us to close?
No, I feel like that's a great place. Thank you.
Okay, then I'll be right back.